Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, my special guest, Feng Shui practitioner and prosperity coach Peg Donahue, will be here to talk about five ways to tap into prosperity that don't require money. Peg and I will also take your calls, and I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'll be speaking at the 999 activation of the Om Crystal in Mount Shasta, California. That will be September 7th through the 10th in Mount Shasta, and I'll be talking about the astrology of the event and teaching how to go to fifth dimension. We'll activate a special crystal on 9909 as part of the preparation for the ascension process, and maybe you're one of the ones who agreed to return to activate it. If you're interested in learning more about this, go to www.violetstar.com, that's violetstar.com, and click on the link for the 999 activation in Mount Shasta. I also want to let you know that I will be speaking in Ashland, Oregon on Saturday, September 12th. I'm giving two talks at the Rogue Valley Metaphysical Library there. I'll be talking about astrology's economic forecast, creating a sustainable economy, and about 10 keys to thriving during our economic changes. There's more information on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And lastly, I want to remind you that our new fall program for 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business will start October 7th. And this program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. If you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Have you noticed that Greece is having severe wildfires which are threatening to Athens? We have a very tough set of cycles going on, which can be hazardous. This is a combination of Mars opposite Pluto, and both of them square to Mercury. And that's combined with Saturn opposite Uranus, which tells us we're into earthquake season again. I guarantee you those fires are a major earthquake to everyone near them. Now, these kinds of unexpected emergencies, like the wildfires in Greece or the severe typhoons and earthquakes in Asia, are all examples of the types of activities that can occur anywhere and at any time, now that we're into this earthquake season again. Saturn opposite Uranus peaks again in 2 weeks on September 15th. That means we're now in very close range to unexpected earth changes, plus personal, political, and economic earthquakes of all sorts. So buckle up, everyone. Be sure you have some extra food for emergencies on hand in your pantry. Stock up on batteries, flashlights, blankets, and other emergency supplies. We're in range of these unexpected disruptions until the very end of October. And even after that, we still have two more of these earthquake seasons to get through next April and July. So we won't be out of the woods yet for another year. Make sure you're prepared for the unexpected. This can include flooding, earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, and even wildfires and asteroids. So let's get prepared. Now let's talk about the Mars opposite Pluto, and both of them square to Mercury. Mars opposite Pluto is very intense energy. This cycle can indicate very strong sexual energy and or the energy to transform your motivations and actions. Put more bluntly, someone may be trying to control or manipulate you.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and we are partnering with 3-Step Matchmaking to host the Live, Love, and Laugh Bash at the Tap House Grill on September 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. We believe children should have food on their plate, and every one of us someone to love and love us back. On September 12th, we are inviting eligible singles to connect while supporting a great cause, the Northwest Harvest Food Bank. Thanks to the Tap House Grill, we'll be feasting on an abundant array of free appetizers. Hats off to our sponsors and the Seattle Weekly for helping to make this all possible. Join us for this heart-opening Live, Love, and Laugh Bash and bring your canned, non-perishable donations for the Northwest Harvest. Space is limited, so RSVP today for this free event by emailing events@tsmseattle.com or call 425-956-3838. That's 425-956-3838. See you there.
Let's get back to talking about the cycles of what's up in the heavens. I was telling you about Mars opposite Pluto. And Mars opposite Pluto is very intense energy. This cycle can indicate very strong sexual energy and or the energy to transform your motivations. So put more bluntly, someone may be trying to manipulate or control you. This energy is often associated with intense anger, and to prevent yourself from exploding, it's a good idea to get some extra exercise. Yes, even more sex if that's your preference, but if that's not possible, take some extra walks, go to the gym more often, go dancing, do some yoga, etc. The cycle peaked on August 26th, and it stays in range through September 6th. The Mercury square Pluto and the Mercury square Mars parts of these cycles are dangerous when driving. It can even indicate fatal or near-fatal accidents. So pay attention out there. A less intense expression of these cycles can include really vicious, vehement gossip at work, home, or in any organization. So be careful what you believe. There's no doubt a major agenda being pushed by the gossip, and it's probably not true, or it's very distorted by anger. So be careful what you believe also about news stories. It's hard to know what we're being fed during a cycle like this. The cycle of Mercury square Mars peaked the first time on August 25th, and it peaks again on September 3rd, stays in range through September 13th. So remember, this can be a challenging time when a lot of anger or resentment is coming up. that needs to be cleared and healed. So if a big issue comes up for you, get the book Radical Forgiveness by Colin Tipping and start working on it right away. The cycle of Mercury square Pluto is with us for quite a while. It peaked the first time on August 26th. It peaks again on September 17th, and it stays in range that entire time through September 22nd. Then it comes back into range yet again on October 6th. It peaks on October 10th for the last time and stays in range through October 14th. And speaking of Mercury, have you checked out your good timing guide yet for September and discovered that we're about to have Mercury retrograde? Yes, indeed. And we're now in that period I call blue communications. That's because if you don't slow down and double-check all details for mistakes before sending things out, you're going to be blue when you discover them later and have to fix them. So we've been in blue communications since August 17th, and we stay in through September 6th. Then on September 7th, we start the Mercury retrograde or red communications period, and that means we have everything related to communications, travel, transportation, computers, or other electronic equipment, and our schedules are front and center, in our face, so to speak. This Mercury retrograde lasts through September 29th, and during this time, it's common for cars to break down, traffic to be slow, computers to crash, printers not to print, and emails to just disappear or not work. So you can take some steps now to prepare for this period. So first, do a complete system backup on your computers, just in case you have problems with it. And second, if your car is making funny noises, take it immediately to get checked and fixed. Otherwise, you could experience your car breaking down. Don't start any new projects in September, and don't introduce any new products or services either. If you do, you're likely to lose up to 40% of your sales. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. And this week it has even a little bit more than what I have time to tell you. So no more trying to take notes. Remember to go to the site. Just register for it once, and we'll email it to you free each Friday. To do so, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link will be under What's New on the left side. Sign up for What's Up in the Heavens today. Now, I know we're taking a break, and do you know how you can tap into prosperity without spending a penny? When we come back from the short break, my guest, feng shui practitioner and prosperity trainer Peg Donahue, will give us 5 easy ways to be prosperous without spending money. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Did you know Greek yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my guest, Peg Donahue, is here to talk about 5 easy ways to tap into prosperity that don't require money. We'll also take your calls, and then I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. My guest today is Peg Donahue, who is a prosperity coach and feng shui practitioner. She's the co-founder for the Center for Feng Shui and Intuitive Arts in New Hampshire. She's also a certified building biology environmental consultant, where she focuses on helping people to create healthy and supportive living and workspaces. Peg and I teach 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business together, which begins October 7th. Peg also does habit of attraction coaching, and she's the co-author of the book Dorm Room Feng Shui. Welcome, Peg.
Thank you, Madeline.
So glad you can be here. I first want to ask you about your background, because you come from a very traditional business background, and now you're doing very different work. So how long have you been on this new path, and how did you get there?
Well, I've been on this current path for 10 years. I left my job as a vice president and general manager at a traditional database marketing company early in 2000. And at the time, I had been with the same company for over 21 years. I moved from entry-level position all the way up to senior management. I intended to take 6 months off and simply get another job, and it never happened. I had a job offer lined up, and after I delayed it twice, I finally turned it down. The money was excellent, but the company just didn't feel right to me. During my 6 months off, I did a bit of consulting, and I was attracted to self-employment. Within the year, I dove deep into feng shui and the study of metaphysics, and I've never looked back. I just love the freedom and independence that I have by being self-employed. I still work long hours, but I choose where and when I work, and self-employment has really helped me to fully redesign my life. I just know I'm on the right path, and the work I do is so satisfying, and my life and my work just continue to unfold and evolve in new and exciting ways really every day. So a very nice discovery was that I can be self-employed and be prosperous at the same time.
Yes, that is a great discovery, to be prosperous when you're self-employed and not to have to rely on somebody else for a job, especially in these times. So what does it really mean to be prosperous, particularly in these changing times?
Well, I look at prosperity as really a fullness of living life to its highest potential with a lot of good fortune along the way. Often when we think of prosperity, we think of money, success, and wealth. But prosperity is much more. To me, it also includes the blessings and overall good fortune in my life and things such as excellent health, happy, and loving relationships, my ability to do work that I love every day, and it also includes financial well-being, and most important of all, feeling joyful and happy every day.
Boy, is that the truth. So important. But I can imagine that it's very hard for a number of people to appreciate life's blessings when we've been thrown a curve like losing a job. So life is full of ups and downs, and how do we feel good and keep prosperity flowing to us when something has genuinely thrown us off kilter?
Well, Madeline, life is not about being happy all the time. Things happen, and we have to learn how to ride the wave of the ups and downs. Recognize how you feel and really allow yourself to feel your true feelings. The important point, however, is not to stay down in the dump. Whatever your circumstances, you really can find something to feel better about every day. It can be something quite simple. For instance, perhaps you're out of work and money is tight. Spending time visualizing your perfect job or the perfect way to earn money will help to raise your vibration or your energy. So you withdraw your attention from what doesn't feel good and place it on something, on anything that feels better. And building resilience, or the ability to spring back, is the key to getting on track after being thrown a curve.
Right on. And speaking of getting back on track after being thrown a curve, I understand that you've brought us 5 tips for tapping into prosperity without spending money. So what are the first couple of tips?
Well, first of all, I want to tell your listeners that I'll email the 5 tips to anyone who is interested. Just send me a request at peg@fengshuiconnections.com and put request for tips in the subject header. So that's peg@fengshuiconnections.com, fengshuiconnections.com. The first tip is be open to the possibility that you can have whatever you desire, regardless of what is going on in the larger world. Consider the possibility that many realities exist simultaneously, such as the glass being half full versus the glass being half empty. Our perspective influences our reality, so So choose a perspective that's broad and inclusive to new possibilities. Allow yourself to dream and allow yourself to really deserve your desires.
And it's so important to be open to possibility, and it's such an expansive thing to do, and it really leads to a shift. And even during the Great Depression, there were people who did not know that there was a depression going on just because their parents had such a different attitude.
Absolutely.
Different reality. So what's tip number two?
Tip number two is clear your space of clutter, paper piles, things you don't use or you don't want, also unflattering photos, anything that's broken or disheveled. All of our possessions hold energy, and clutter blocks prosperity. Clearing your space releases stuck energy that locks you in place. From an energetic perspective, your space mirrors your life. If you have a lot of paper piles or you're having trouble clearing paper piles, Polaris offers the paper piles release. It's an audio recording that you can do over and over again, and I highly recommend that you check it out on the Polaris website.
Well, and I used to have a 3-year paper pile, and I cleared it out in 2 days after I took the paper piles release. In fact, that was why we offered the paper piles release in the first place. And I'm now very conscious of keeping my piles to a minimum and keeping my areas in good order. So what are the next two tips?
Tip number three is to express gratitude daily. Expressing gratitude and appreciation for the blessings in our lives, for what we have, the things others do for us, and more, raises your energetic frequency and puts you more in alignment with the frequency of prosperity. Get in the habit of expressing gratitude for at least 5 things daily, and then be conscious of what happens in your life. You're likely to notice that you are attracting more and more of what you want.
That's so important.
And tip number 4 is to pay attention to good timing. Now, as your listeners may know, Madeline writes an annual good timing guide and places the daily codes free on her website. Take important action during good results periods. Things move along more easily, and you'll experience more flow and fewer obstacles. And if you're not a user of Madeline's annual good timing guide, check out the daily codes for free online at www.polarisbusinessguides.com. I've been a user of the Good Timing Guide for many years, and it saves me a lot of frustration and a lot of time. I find that my life flows very easily because I use good timing. And many people think I'm just lucky. Good fortune, however, is a result of using all your available resources.
Oh, thank you, Peg, for that wonderful testimonial. I certainly am very conscious that good timing makes such a difference, and we just don't realize it, so thank you. What is tip number 5?
Tip number 5 is slow down to speed up. Taking the time to slow down through a daily meditation practice, a daily walk or exercise, listening to music, playing with children, spending time with family and friends, really whatever brings you pleasure. Slowing down takes your attention away from trying to make things happen. And when we stop trying to make things happen, we're open to the possibility. And our vibration, our energy, is high. And this is when miracles happen. The work gets done for us, and our true desires are easier to manifest. They just show up in wonderful ways.
Yes, it's amazing how the universe will help us when we allow it to.
Oh, it sure is.
And it's such a great possibility to allow things to happen rather than try to make them happen. It takes much less energy to attract things to you than to try and make everything happen. So I know we're just about ready to go off to a short break, and I want to tell our listeners that Peg and I are going to take your calls. We're going to answer all types of prosperity questions. So you can call us now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819, and Peg and I will answer your prosperity questions. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
So So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit yourtwofeet.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. 8300 or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. My guest, Feng Shui practitioner and prosperity coach Peg Donahue, and I are now taking your calls, and we can answer all types of prosperity questions. You can call us now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before we take your calls, just a quick reminder that Peg and I are co-facilitating the upcoming prosperity program, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. That program starts October 7th, and it's designed for anyone who either works in business or owns one. This program provides you with good tools to accomplish more in less time, to be more prosperous and build wealth even in this economy. This program is guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop by telephone twice a month with study guides and class recordings on the member website so you can participate in this program from any location. You can learn more about this by going to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And just look for the link to our Fall A Keys Prosperity Program under What's New. Or call our toll-free number for more information at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, Valerie, do we have some callers?
Yes, we're going to take Jamie. I'm not quite sure where she's from yet, but I will ask her when we get her on.
Okay, Jamie, that's there? Fine.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jamie.
Hi.
I'm so glad you could call us. Where are you calling in from?
From Seattle.
Oh, great. And what's your question?
So my question is, I'm working full-time, and then I'm working a part-time job, and I was wondering if I should stick with the full-time or branch out on my own with the part-time as a business. I like the security of a full-time, but what do you think?
Peg, do you want to start?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Jamie. Which job brings you more pleasure? Which do you feel great every time you go to?
I would probably say the full-time job.
The full-time job. Okay, and when you mentioned you want security. Now,
yes, that's correct.
Describe that a little bit. What does security feel like to you?
Just having that income coming in, every 2 weeks, and having benefits for the health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, I think. That's what I would say.
Okay. If you can frame your need for security in a positive way, just as you've done, that will be extremely helpful. Sometimes when we're thinking of security, we're working with security from a sense of lack.
Okay.
And when we do that, that creates more lack and actually pushes prosperity away from us. So you and everyone else who is out there holding on to security, do it from a really positive framework.
Okay.
Yeah. And so if you love your full-time job, I would say hang on to it. And if you let your part-time job go, then that really frees you up time to do other things.
Okay.
And also, Valerie, as you're doing those other things, if the other things are bringing you joy, that will actually bring you more money. Or
okay.
It will allow you to keep more of your money one way or the other. You'll end up keeping more of your money if you enjoy more often.
Absolutely. Because prosperity is really about being in alignment with the energy of prosperity. That's what brings it to us.
Great.
Not working hard. Although working hard, is can be a component, but we have to really feel good about it.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, does that
that's
help?
Good.
Yeah, that answered my question. Well,
okay, thank you for calling in, Jamie.
Yeah, thank you.
Valerie, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we're going to take Marsala. One second.
Okay.
Are you there, Marsala?
I am.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Modesto.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, hi, Marsala. What kind of a question do you have for Peg and I?
I think I'm going to ask about, do I ask about prosperity just in general, or can I ask something specific? About going into a new career.
You can ask something specific for your situation.
Okay. So I'm thinking of joining this program where they do aromatherapy and herbs and work more, I guess, with natural stuff like that. And I'm kind of not sure if that's the route to go.
Oh, okay. And how does that impact your prosperity?
Well, it impacts me because it's going to be like an investment.
Okay.
I have to invest into it. And so I'm wondering if that's something that's going to make me money.
Okay.
If I should just kind of go for it and just be positive about it and not question it too much.
Okay. All right.
You
thank you for
I mean?
Explaining that. Peg, do you want to start?
Absolutely. Hello, Marcella.
Hi.
So this aromatherapy program, what has attracted you to it?
I guess the part of healing naturally, just that we have the ability to heal naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And something about that has attracted me. I just don't know if I can make it a business.
Okay. So you would like to help others heal naturally. Is that it?
Right.
Okay, to do it as a business.
Yeah.
Okay, any hesitation is really pushing prosperity away from us.
Mm.
So what I would recommend doing is really sitting with, this aromatherapy program for a bit and really look at the benefits that you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
or gain from it. Also, any drawbacks, hesitancy, or feeling. I would make a list of those and really look at what's really drawing you in. If it's just the money, I would recommend against it. It has to be more than the money. It has to be really passion and joy and just really, you know, a love of the work that you're going to be doing and the opportunity that you're going to have with that. See, the money always follows when we are doing the right work.
And it's very, very hard to start any business unless you are passionate about it, because there are going to be challenging times in a business. It's not like getting a regular paycheck every week or 2 weeks, the same amount coming to you every week. So if you don't have that passion for the work, it's very hard to sustain yourself in doing a business that just, you know, you're doing it just for the money.
And also pay attention to good timing. Because we are not in a cycle to start a business.
We're not
maybe
in a cycle
October.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm barely going to even start just the training, which would be the first class, I think, starts September 12th.
And that's so, fine. You know, training in Mercury retrograde is actually a good thing to do, because Mercury is related to training.
Together.
So, yeah, you can certainly do that. But what I was going to mention to you also, Marcella, is that you might want to consider getting a career consultation from me, just a half an hour one, to see how does that look in your chart.
Oh, could you do that? You could do that? Like,
yeah, we do that for half an hour, and it really tells you, you know, what your cycles are for your career and you know, what you were intending to do when you came in this lifetime. So that's
one possible thing
that you could do as well if you're looking for more validation. But I would do all the things that Peg said first.
I have a business right now which is kind of established, and it's kind of the thing that keeps me where I have money coming in consistently.
Okay.
So it's like if I go into this training, I'm not going from the place of like, oh, I got to make this work. I got to make this work.
I see.
I'm coming from the place like, if nothing else, it's just going to benefit me.
Right.
That's
sure.
Fabulous.
Exactly. Yes. And that's a positive way to look at the whole thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So any of these things, like any energy work that I'm starting to learn, I'm just seeing it from that place that it's going to benefit me, so I'm okay with doing it, even if I don't make any money out of it.
Do it for yourself first, and if you're really feeling the benefits from it and want to offer it to others, then you're doing it from a very good position.
Okay.
It's a full position rather than a position of lack or
needing
to make it happen because you invested in it.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Marcella.
Okay, thank you, ladies. And I will be calling you about that career.
All right,
thanks.
Valerie, do we have another caller?
Yes, do you like to take another caller? We're going to go to, I hope I say this right, Galadriel in Oak Harbor.
Okay.
Galadriel, are you there?
I'm here.
Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Oh,
good
hi,
job.
Galadriel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Well, I've got a birthday coming up September 12th.
Okay.
Number 57.
Wow.
And I'm kind of wondering about starting a new business.
Okay. and what are you wondering about it?
Well, I do card readings.
Okay.
And I've been getting a room ready in my home. I just got a home in May. And so I've been getting a room ready for like a meditation card reading sort of room.
Okay.
And I wondered, you know, if this is a good time for me.
Okay. I think I'll start with this one.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I can't tell you without looking at your chart if it's a good time for you to start a new business. I have to look at your chart for that, so you can call me back another time. for that or ask me for a career consult on that. But in terms of the good time for it to start a business, there are no good dates to start a new business until October.
Okay.
And right now, we're in the period of, we're just about to go into Mercury retrograde. We're in Blue Communications, and it's a very challenging period at this point. So, you know, if you're watching these wildfires and you're watching, you know, you're watching typhoons and you're watching, you know, earthquakes and things like that happen around the world, this should give you a little clue that this is a challenging period at the moment. Things are unstable. So,
right.
So you want to wait until October. And if you will go back and listen to my show last week, last Friday, we will also... You'll get all the details of what I gave out last week on all the information about your timing your fall projects for success. So will actually help you quite a bit because there's a lot of details in there that we don't have time for right now. And I want to ask Peg real quickly if she can stay on the line for our last segment. Can you do that?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, great. So, and I'm sorry I have to close for now. Galadriel, but I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it does, because then I know I don't have to hurry up.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And call me if you would like a career consult about that, and we can look at your cycles. Okay?
I think it's probably time to do that.
Yeah, probably. Okay, now when we come back from this short break, Peg and I will be taking one or two of your calls, and we'll be... taking calls about prosperity and how it applies to you. And we can answer any of those questions. You can call us now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored eight books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit StressDetective.net.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. My guest, feng shui practitioner and prosperity coach Peg Donahue, and I are now taking your calls, and we can answer all types of prosperity questions. You can call us now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. So, Valerie, do we have some callers? Oh, I bet Valerie is on the phone with a caller. So just a quick reminder that Peg and I are offering 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business, and this is going to start October 7th, and it's designed for anyone who either works in business or owns one. And this program provides you with good tools to accomplish more in less time. Love it. It also gives you tools to be more prosperous and build wealth, even in this economy. And you can learn more about this by going to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And just look for the link to our Fall 8 Keys Prosperity Program under What's New. Or call our toll-free number for more information at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, Valerie, do we have some callers?
Yes, I'm back. We're going to go to Melissa in Kirkland. Okay. Melissa, you there?
Hello?
Oh, there's Melissa. Hi, Melissa. What's your question for us?
Oh, hi. I don't even know if you can answer it without a birth thing, but I'm doing writing, and I'm also studying to become a personal trainer.
Okay.
And I'm really struggling where before studying's not a problem, like in college and whatever, for whatever reason, I'm getting through it, but it just seems like everything is difficult.
So Peg, your question is,
I know that when there's blocks, there's a reason, but I don't know if I should give it up or keep doing it or...
Melissa, are you struggling with the writing or the personal training?
The writing I absolutely love, but I don't make money at it.
Mm-hmm.
The personal training, I love the result of it, but I'm having trouble because it requires a lot of studying and a lot of classes, and I do both. And
okay.
Discipline, that's it. Being disciplined to sit down and study.
Okay, so the piece that you're struggling with, is it the personal training, the studying for personal training?
Yes, to finish it so that I can finally sit for the exams.
Okay, and tell me about personal training. What drew you into it?
Because it's something I love that I've done for, 30-something years, way before it was ever popular, and I just thought it would be a great way to make a living and be with people and be self-employed, which I've always preferred, and the results I want, it's the process.
Okay. And when you were just describing why you went into it, I could feel your energy all of a sudden shift into a much higher vibration. So it seems to me like your passion is there for it. So if you could open yourself to the possibility, tip number one today, open yourself to the possibility that you can get through the rest of your studies easily and with less effort than you may feel you can right now. Now, sit with that a while. You might also, in a journal, describe this. Describe the perfect outcome. Write a story for yourself and put that story out there and then let it unfold for you.
And each day, you can even write just a small story, news story about this that, you know, learning what you need to learn for that test is easily, you know, it comes easily and effortlessly to you. And you can take that, put that on a piece of paper, put it on your computer, on your bathroom mirror, put a piece of paper with the same words in your pocket, you see, so that you, and every time you think about studying, bring up that new story. And all it has to do is just be that one sentence. It doesn't have to be a long thing, but just write a new story about it so that you're not focused on it being a struggle.
And also express gratitude in advance that you've already passed the exam, that you're through the process. You're on the other side. It's behind you. And this is another prosperity tip, but really getting in the habit of expressing gratitude and appreciation for things.
I carry a little book of gratitude and stuff, but all these tips I do, and they're not working.
Okay.
So either I'm not.
So it's a matter of getting your energy in alignment with the energy of the result that you really desire.
And you know what you might want to try doing is calling Peg for a coaching session on this, because she does that kind of work on a regular basis. And we're just about out of time for today, and I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Melissa.
And Peg, I just want to ask you to give people your information so they can contact you.
Yes, I can be reached by phone at 603-537-9954. That's 603-537-9954. I'm in New Hampshire. And on the web, my website is fengshuiconnections.com, and you can reach me at peg@fengshuiconnections.com.
And there's an S on the end of that connections, right?
That's correct. And
yes.
Feng Shui is FENGSHUI connections with an S.com.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Peg. I so appreciate it. And I love teaching classes with you. We have a great time.
Absolutely.
Okay, so thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Hey, it's Friday. This is the day of the week named after the planet Venus, Vendredi in French. This day, more than any other, reminds us to have fun, to do something joyful, and share that joy with others. Doing so creates the energy that brings in the most abundance. If nothing else, plan to do something fun every Friday. It doesn't have to be costly, just joyful. It's your intention that helps you create the fun. But you can increase your prosperity. You can increase your prosperity just by setting your intention to create your entire day in laughter, fun, and joy. Then this energy will be sprinkled throughout your day and your week if you do this daily. So do your best to have fun and create joy today as often as possible, and it will bring more prosperity to you.